How did you get to be re-involved with the group? Because you were off at the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was off, lost the plot. I mean, it's one of them things, didn't see it coming, you know what I mean? And we should have done, because it's like a memory of your band, you know what I mean? He was going through all this shit, and then one day he wakes up and just thinks, can't cope with this, I'm off. Then we're all, like, blaming ourselves, like, we didn't see it coming, you know what I mean? We're all gutted, man. Yeah, it was ever.
And I think it was good, you know, when Gwig said he'll do it, I didn't want anyone else rather than Gwigs to do it, because it's Gwigs' band, you know, it's like, he's part of Oasis, don't, you know, Tom, Dick and Harry playing bass, do you?
We were going to get Alan's mate in. Of course, Liam being Liam decides that there's already one Cockney in the group and two is far too many, we're turning into a Cockney group, mate, you know what I mean? It's like, I was like, what are you talking about, Governor? So, luckily enough, Gwigs decided he was well enough to play. The fact that I'd threatened to sack him if he didn't do Will's Court might have had something to do with it. He seemed to perk up quite dramatically after that phone call. The main thing was that he was all right after he decided he was going to come back, which he is, so it's good.
Some might say...
Tell us about what Main Road actually means to you, I mean.
The Academy of Football in Excellence. I went to my first game when I was three. And going back there was just somewhere I wanted to play, going back home.